Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Friday's headlines. And the National Transportation Safety Board plans to move the wreckage of U.S. Airways Flight 1549 from the Hudson River onto a barge Saturday morning. The NTSB's Kitty Hawkins said Friday the strong currents in the water have thus far prevented them from doing more in terms of moving the plane. She also says the investigation primarily will focus on what happened to the engines.
Once we have those engines, they will be taken to the appropriate facility for teardown investigation. As I mentioned, they are CFM engines, and we will work with the manufacturers in that process.
Hawkins added that both engines from the plane remain in the water, and teams are using sonar to try to locate them. The plane, of course, splash landed in the Hudson River west of Manhattan Thursday afternoon after losing power in both engines. Preliminary data suggests the aircraft struck a flock of geese. Hawkins said the NTSB has interviewed crew members and will speak to the pilot and co-pilot Saturday morning. The Transportation Safety Board will also meet with city officials in New York and the FBI to analyze all video evidence recorded along the Hudson River as part of the investigation. Of course, the miraculous part, all 155 passengers and crew on board survived and were quickly evacuated from the plane onto waiting ferries and other rescue vehicles. Hawkins says the plane clearly suffered damage in the landing.
The divers were able to tell us that the right engine is also no longer there. So we've got the New York Police Department working with the Corps of Engineers and using side scan sonar, and they're out there now trying to locate the engines.
Relief and gratitude on the part of U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker, who thanked all the responders who helped to rescue passengers once the flight went down in the river.
On behalf of the entire U.S. Airways family, we're extremely grateful for the way the people of New York City, surrounding areas, pulled together to help the passengers and crew of Flight 1549.
And of course, Parker offered his sincere appreciation to the amazing work of the pilot and crew.
I, like the rest of you, are extremely proud of our crew for their quick and heroic actions. Today, they are safe and doing well, and along with many other members of the U.S. Airways team, are assisting with the official investigation.
In other news, President-elect Barack Obama on the road today in Ohio pitching his economic stimulus plan, the full details of which still haven't been unveiled yet, but we do know that about a third of it will be targeted tax credits and the rest of it will be targeted government spending in areas like infrastructure, healthcare, education, and more. The president-elect says the first job of the administration will be to create jobs that stay in America.
And 90% of these jobs will be in the private sector. I want to be clear, we're not looking to create just any kind of jobs here. We're looking to create good jobs that pay well and can be shipped overseas.
The president-elect also says America is in need of jobs to retain its economic power, and the clock is ticking on the ability to do that as effectively as possible.
This recession could linger for years, and America could lose the competitive edge that has served as the foundation for our strength and our standing in the world. Now, it's not too late to change course, but only if we take dramatic action as soon as possible.
On Thursday, House Democrats unveiled their version of an economic stimulus package, $825 billion worth. Over on the Senate side, no official package unveiled yet, but New York Senator Chuck Schumer says that the debate over whether we need a stimulus package should be over at this point, and the debate should now focus on what ought to be included. In one of her final briefings, if not the final one, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice on Friday, talking once again about what needs to happen in order to stop the fighting between Israel and Hamas. Secretary Rice says the goal is to have a sustainable ceasefire, and that means weapons stay out of the hands of Hamas.
We've said repeatedly that the continued supply of armaments to Hamas and other terrorist groups in Gaza, including by some in the region, is a direct cause of the current hostilities. It is therefore incumbent upon us in the international community to prevent the rearmament of Hamas so that a ceasefire will be durable and fully respected.
Secretary Rice did take the time on Friday to thank all those who work at the State Department for their work over her 4 years at the helm there in Foggy Bottom. Also today, Dana Perino with her final briefing at the White House.
It's hard to believe that this is my 145th and final press briefing behind this podium. Over 1,000 briefings have been given by press secretaries and deputy press secretaries since at this podium, since the beginning of the administration.
Perino says she respects President Bush greatly, especially his ability to handle criticism well.
No matter what anyone says about him, he lets all of the negativity roll off his back, and he cares deeply about every single American, no matter what they believe, if they support him or not, and he has made decisions based on the best interests of the country.
On Wall Street Friday, the Dow Jones closing up 69 points to 82.81, the NASDAQ up 17 to 15.29, the S&P 500 up 6 to 8.50, crude oil gaining $1.11 to settle at $36.51 per barrel. Markets close Monday for the Martin Luther King holiday. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, end of the week fun with the Capitol steps. We'll also hear extended excerpts from President Bush's farewell address to the nation Thursday night. But when we come back, why individual Republicans in Minnesota are suing over the recount totals thus far in the Senate race. Stay tuned. This is Dateline Washington.